This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. U.S. President Donald Trump will soon sit down for discussions with faith leaders, law enforcement, and small business owners following the death of George Floyd and the following worldwide protests. The president will travel to the state of Texas, where he'll have meetings and consider potential responses. The White House press secretary said both legislative proposals and executive orders are under consideration and should be ready in the coming days. The U.S.'s Senate Judiciary Committee approved sweeping subpoena power for a congressional probe of an FBI investigation into the Russia investigation Thursday. The FBI investigation looked into election interference and President Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and its contacts with Russia. The approval gives the chairman, Senator Lindsey Graham, authority to subpoena dozens of former Obama administration officials. About 1.5 million workers applied for U.S. unemployment benefits last week. The numbers just released are evidence that many Americans are still losing their jobs, even as the economy appears to be slowly recovering. The latest figure from the U.S. Labor Department marked the 10th straight weekly decline in applications for jobless aid since mid-March when the coronavirus hit hard. U.S. stocks deepened losses on Thursday. The Dow is on track for its biggest single-day percentage fall since March 18th. The dip comes after a sharp climb over the past month as investors are worried about a second wave of COVID-19 infections. You can read more about it on voanews.com. This is VOA News. 2 million COVID-19 cases in the United States. The country has officially gone over that mark in total cases of novel coronavirus infections. According to figures published Thursday by the U.S.'s Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. now has 2,464 confirmed cases of COVID-19. It is the leading country in total deaths from the coronavirus as well, with nearly 113,000. The U.S.'s top military officer says he should not have been in Lafayette Square with President Trump in front of the White House last week. Army General Mark Milley, who is chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said his presence was a mistake and it made it look like the military will be involved in domestic disputes. Milley and other high-ranking officials walked from the White House to Lafayette Square with the president amid street protests over George Floyd's death. They then posed for four photographers holding up a Bible in front of a nearby church that had been burned in the protests the night before. Across the U.S., lawmakers and organizations are also addressing Confederate symbolism, including the flag, statues, and military-base names. The popular car racing series NASCAR announced a ban on the flag of the Confederate States of America, the breakaway group of southern states that seceded from the country and lost the Civil War in the 1860s. Many Americans see the flag as a symbol of oppression and slavery, while many living in the southern part of the U.S. view it as a symbol of pride. Protesters in Richmond, Virginia, which was the Confederate capital, tore down a statue of Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy, on Wednesday night. There have also been calls to rename multiple U.S. military installations named after Confederate leaders. Defense Secretary Mark Esper and Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy have indicated they are open to bipartisan discussion of the issue, but President Trump is sharply opposed. The Trump administration said Thursday it is looking at various responses to China's national security law on Hong Kong. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Thursday this will be done through the president's working group on capital markets. U.S.-Chinese tensions have spiked in recent months after the January signing of a Phase 1 trade deal with the world's two largest economies at odds over the COVID-19 pandemic and the proposed national security law that will tighten China's control over Hong Kong. We have more international headlines on VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.